Good morning. I'm Vanessa Lowry, your guest host for this edition of Right Here, Right Now, a weekly internet radio show in which we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the book they've written, are in the process of writing, or intend to write someday. My co-host today is Stone Payton. He's a part of the inner workings at Business Radio X, and he has his own show, High Velocity Radio, as well as serving as co-host on other broadcasts. Good morning, Stone.
Well, good morning. Thanks for letting me play.
Oh, it's always fun to come and play with you and be able to guest host the show. Our regular host, Dr. Tim Morrison, is hanging out with 200 writers this week up in Asheville at the Blue Ridge Mountains Christian Writers Conference.
Cool. Maybe he'll give us a little press while he's up there.
Yeah, I think he probably will, and I know he's going to have some interesting stories to tell next week when he's back. So it'll be interesting to hear about that. We've got a great guest today, and she's got a book that's helped expand her business niche and beyond that. Welcome to Jessica Chapman, who's up at the crack of dawn and calling in from the West Coast this morning. Hey,
good
Jessica.
Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Stone.
You know, we're happy to have you today. And just to tell you a little bit about Jessica, she founded her company, Room to Breathe Professional Organizing, to help entrepreneurs, professionals, and small businesses get control of their offices. And born out of working with so many businesses and entrepreneurs, hundreds actually, Jessica wrote The Entrepreneurial Itch, a practical guide to launching or refining your business, as an inside guide for aspiring and existing entrepreneurs to organize their business for the results they desire. Welcome, Jessica.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, to start out, I kind of have two questions that are opposite sides of the same coin. So first of all, the front side of the coin is, why did you write this book?
You know, over the last, well, golly, actively I've had my business for just about 10 years now, and I noticed that I was finding a pattern. I was seeing a pattern that I work focused with on entrepreneurs and small business owners, especially, and professionals that are service providers, and they all had a few things in common, and a lot of their disorganization boiled down to the groundwork issues that really had nothing to do with a disorganized office. It really related to, well, why did you start your business in the first place? And if you can't find your leads or your marketing and you can't find the papers that you have in your office, well, what are you looking for? And let's set up a system that way to help you find them. But then, well, who are you selling to? And then we started talking about marketing, and we started talking about, well, do you know who your target market is? And it, because that makes how your system is set up in your office more effective if you know who you're going after. And all these base issues kept cropping up, and so I said, well, I think I just need to write down all the little sneaky things that I wish someone had told me when I started my business.
I love that description, the sneaky things that you wish somebody would have told you.
Well, and it's the honest stuff that people really don't tell you, like, hey, yeah, start a business, great, I love you, it's awesome, it's fun, and it's work. If you think it's 40 hours a week, go ahead and laugh a little bit, because it's your baby, and there's a lot of, and just be clear that, you know, there's a difference between being passionate about what you do and running a business. And if you're passionate about, in the E-Myth, Michael Gerber uses a pie shop. If you love baking pies, then go find someone to work for.
Yeah.
Because running a business is a whole separate kettle of fish.
Well, and I think that kind of leads into the flip side of this coin question is, you know, who should read your book? I mean, you kind of talked about why you wrote it. So who would be the person that should read this?
I know the aspiring entrepreneur who wants the unvarnished truth. So if there are folks out there who say, I'm going to start a business, I want to go and do it, and they don't really want to know the behind the scenes, then please don't read this. Yeah. But if it's the aspiring entrepreneur who maybe has reached out to some organizations for support, and they're getting a very high-level macro answer of, well, you need to go get financing, but nobody tells them how to do that, or you need to set up a business plan, but nobody tells them how to do that, or you need to figure out what your mission statement is, and nobody tells you what's a mission statement, what does that mean? Those are the type of people that would really value the contents of this book. And then folks who have been in business for, you know, 2, 3, 5 years. Vanessa, I know you and I both have had the experience of, well, we jumped in and we're doing a thing, and, ooh, there's a lot more to this than
I anticipated.
What do I not know, and where do I start? What's the starting point for learning what I need to learn more of?
Well, and I think that's really a good point. You know, what do I not know, and how do I even know what to ask? I know you talk about that in your book. So, and I know you also talk about big picture and small picture. Can you elaborate on what the differences are in that? And you've mentioned a little bit about the macro and then how to do it. So,
yeah, I thank you for asking that question. For me, there are a couple different ways to, well, there are a lot of ways to run your business. Everybody is unique. How I look at this book and information when I gather it is there are two ways you can apply information. There's the big picture. Well, I want to run a business, and in a year, I want to have this done. And then there's the application of that information. There's the micro. Well, that's really great that I now know that I want to serve the world. Like, I've got a, I call it, it is a mission statement, but it's the why we do it statement here at Room to Breathe. And so this is why I do what I do, but how do I do it? It's the how. It's the nitty-gritty of, well, you know, okay, there's marketing, and what does it mean to have a target market or a tribe, and how do I actually do that, and how do you define your target market? And, okay, well, some people don't know that there are demographics and geographics and psychographics, and I've never heard those words before, and how do I write an ad? An effective ad. Let me qualify that. An effective ad.
That's really the key, isn't it?
or you know, somebody says to me, yeah, you need to get some policies and procedures. Okay, well, how do I do that? I see the value in it, but what does a procedure mean? It means a piece of paper with a how-to on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nobody really tells you that. So
yeah.
It's the macro and the micro. You need to have both.
So, Stone, how would you have felt about having somebody that kind of laid out all those sneaky secrets when you were starting your business?
I'd love to have them right here in the room with me right now. I mean, we're trying to build out more studios. We're trying to grow this business. I definitely need to get my hands on this book. I'm curious, did you decide to self-publish? Did you go after a publisher? And what went into that decision either way?
Thank you for asking. Great question. I decided to, because I wanted this in the hands of as many people as I could get it into, so I went with self-publishing, and it's a PDF. It's an electronic download. So strictly speaking, I was listening to some of the other folks on this program, and the fella from BookLogix, it is not an ebook. It's a downloadable PDF, because I'm okay with a lot of people having it. It's the content that I want to get out there. I want to share it, and that's why I decided to go that route. I may turn it into something else down the road. For now, it's an electronic download because it makes it accessible. It makes it easy for folks who are just starting out to grab it and use it, and that's the main reason I decided to go that route.
And do you feel like having it out there like that is helping you get more business, build your credibility? Is it doing what you wanted it to do?
You know, it spurred on a couple of things in my business that were unexpected and delightful surprises. So in that aspect, yes, it's doing what I wanted it to do. Credibility, it has given me credibility. The ability to say I'm an author of a book, it adds credibility to any business owner. It was truly a birthing process, Stone. It was really, you know, it was a lot of hard work to get all this information out of my head and onto paper in a way that I felt I was actually serving folks. You know, that was important to me. So it's done great things for my business. It spurred on other products. Because, I mean, I was saying to Vanessa earlier that, you know, this book, I've had, well, this is great and everything, but I need to eliminate or get control of the chaos in my office before I can even start thinking about this stuff. And while they go hand in hand, I had to come up with another program to help deal with the chaos in an office. And then this stuff gets taken care of sort of in tandem.
Well, and I think that kind of leads into an interesting discussion of how organizing fits into the entrepreneurial itch. I can't even say that very fast. But, you know, how do the two of those tie together? Because I know that when you first started Room to Breathe, it was about organizing people's offices and helping them find those pieces of paper in their office. So how do the two of these tie together?
I know that, I like to speak in concrete examples because it helps me identify with when I'm listening to folks, so I'll answer that question in an example. Small business owner has a some type of consulting process, could be a financial advisor. Let's take a financial advisor or you know, insurance agent or real estate, what have you. Well, the difference between anyone in a small business, and really any business, and their competition, somebody who's doing pretty much the same thing, same financial advisor, same kind of information coming out, same professional activity, is their customer service. So if I am not providing outstanding, consistent customer service, so if I'm not providing my customers with an expected customer service level, then they're just not going to come back. I mean, think about what we go to restaurants or stores or shops because we have an expectation of the service we're going to receive there, and we keep going back because we like what we get. Well, in small business, if you can't find what you're looking for in your office and you're disorganized and you're frustrated and you're tired and you're constantly saying, oh, I'm sorry it took me so long to get this to you, or I'm sorry I'm late for my appointment, you know, you're setting up a negative experience for those customers, and they just won't come back. So having some level of effective organization in your office impacts the bottom line of and harshly impacts the bottom line of small businesses. So and that's how they tie in, is it all relates to the customer service that a small business person or an entrepreneur provides.
Well, and I know that people have different methods of organizing, and the method that I used to organize is not nearly as neat and organized as the method that my husband uses to organize, but I can find everything. So I think I'd be interested to hear you just comment about how you work with different people about their different styles and how that, you know, how that fits into them being successful.
Vanessa, I am so grateful that you said those words, because that's the foundation of everything that I do in my business at Room to Breathe is tell people. In fact, that's the first module in the new product, is that it's all about you. What works for your husband does not necessarily work for you, and what works for another business owner does not necessarily work for you. You know, we, in our lives, and certainly as small business and entrepreneurs, we're learning from all of our colleagues and all of our friends and mimicking that to say, oh, look, they're doing a cool thing. Oh, I'm going to do that too, because I see it's totally working for them, except when it comes to organizing. Sometimes that does work, but we're all cued to take action in a very different way. You know, you may be a visual person. Your husband may be a kinesthetic learner or action taker. So he has to touch things to do it, where you have to see things to do it. So that impacts what kind of office tools and office supplies are effective for you. It impacts the shape and size of your desk that you have. It impacts how you maintain files. It impacts absolutely everything across the board. And also then leads into that customer service and that, you know, how you run your business effectively and efficiently. So everyone is different.
Well, and I think it's cool that this new program and workbook that you have, that you actually just launched yesterday, is mm-hmm. 9 minutes to an organized office. So, I mean, who doesn't have 9 minutes to help them organize their office? I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've done in the entrepreneurial itch and I like having because I'm busy. I'm going to raise my hand and say I'm busy.
Yeah.
I run a business. And not only that, but I call myself ooh shiny.
That's great. I know a couple of other people like that.
Yeah. So there, I have a lot of things that I want to do. Organizing for me is a practice. It's a daily practice because if I don't do it, I end up in chaos. And so I have to, and I really hate filing. I hate filing. So
yeah, I know how that goes.
I have to break things down into small, easy, bite-sized chunks, and I really like experiences to help me learn. So the Entrepreneurial Itch, it's a written guide and a workbook. The new 9 minutes to an Organized Office, that is actually 9 modules of, okay, let me walk you through it. We're going to do it together. Because I know that when I do something for the first time with somebody else, it's easier, and then I've learned that skill, and I can change it and tweak it down the road, but I've done it for the first time with someone else. And so that's why everything that I put out has that experiential aspect to it of let's do it together. So you're not alone when you're doing it with me.
I think that's awesome. And I would love to hear you talk a little bit more about, I know in your book you talk about the difference between having a target market and building a tribe. And so I'd like to hear you talk about that and how you feel like these two books, both The Entrepreneurial Itch and The 9 Minutes to an Organized Office, have helped you build your tribe or how that's helping you reach out to your tribe.
Well, you know, I language is an interesting topic to me, and we tend to use the word target market, and which is a really harsh word. I give credit where credit is due. I first heard the word tribe used in marketing from Seth Godin.
I actually read that book, too, and I thought it was brilliant.
Prolific writer. I love his style. And for me, the tribe that I like spending time with, you know, we like spending people who we like. And I love the tribe of busy entrepreneurs who are passionate and they want to do their own thing and they say, I don't know how I'm going to make it happen, but I'm going to make it happen. And usually they say, I don't know, it's going to be me or it's going to be maybe about 10 people. You know, they're really clear on they want to stay small, they want to have an impact in the world, they want to, it may be change the world and their world just may be their city. Whatever it is, that they're excited and enthusiastic. And both The Entrepreneurial Itch and The 9 Minutes to an Organized Office speak to those people. And so it's both of them, both of those ebooks and products are really talking to the person who says, I'm busy, I know I want to make something happen, and I'm not quite sure what I don't know, but I'm willing to learn and get my hands on as much information as I can get on, and I want it quick, I want it simple, I want it fast, and tell me how to do it, and teach me how to do it, so I can learn as I grow.
Well, I think that's really important, and I know that you're, like you said, you're a busy, passionate entrepreneur yourself, so how was the writing process for you? How did you find time to do it? How did you structure a space to be able to do that, to get these books out?
A lot of meditation.
Did she say meditation or medication?
Meditation, not medication. Although, you know, I do live in California, some pretty good wine. I can't say that there was any true method to it. I really had this burning need to get this out of me. And so as making the time, I just made the time. I just said, well, I have to dedicate time to this, so I'm going to. And, you know, there were some late nights. I felt like I was in college again, you know, up until 1 o'clock in the morning, and my husband saying, "Are you coming to bed?" Now that's funny, especially because I'm in bed by 10,
yeah,
and up at 6. So, you know, it was true passion of I've got to write this. I've got to get this out. I've got to do it. And as far as giving myself a targeted completion date, notice it's targeted completion date instead of deadline.
Yes.
I pushed myself for both of these things. The entrepreneurial itch, I made the decision that I was going to get it done before Christmas. And so I did.
That's great.
You know. And then this product, I made the decision that I really wanted it done the first week in May. And so it was. You know, I gave myself a target and I aimed at it. And because I felt the passion and I know both of these books have so much value in them. You pick one up. I mean, heck, the Entrepreneurial Itch, I've got it on the website for $39.95. So, you know, it's a low investment and there's so much value in there. And I know people get value out of it. I just had so much passion about writing it. I had to get it out.
Well, and I think I love that talking about that targeted completion date. Stone and I were talking before we went on air about that a lot of the books that I write are collaborative books. And that's actually one of the things that I find is helpful is because of the collaboration, it helps me stay on target to have it complete. That my last book, I remember, you know, being in the middle of it and thinking I would never be able to let this go if it was just me, because it's so, because every time I read it, I would see something that I, you know, a word that I wanted to change or a phrase that I wanted to rewrite. And I thought, thank goodness I have other people that are depending on me to get this out. So that was really helpful for me to meet my target completion date, is to have some other folks involved in that process as well.
Well, you know, and you bring up a great point, Vanessa, that there are things in the Entrepreneurial Itch and in the 9 minutes that I would love to refine. And that speaks to Stone's question about, well, did you self-publish? Because I've got these in the formats that they're in, it's easy for me to review and refine, you know. And both of them, a very dear friend of mine who is an extraordinary person, and Stacey Powell, God bless her, she has this phrase. She said, "It's perfect enough, Jessica. It's perfect enough, because yeah. I can keep polishing the cannonball, you know."
Well, and I think that we all kind of get kind of distracted by thinking that what we know, everybody knows, and mm-hmm. that's just not true. And so I think that getting what you know out there as a way to help people is pretty powerful.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think this is a cool concept that you have out there. And I, you know, I'm curious. I know we've talked a little bit about the book itself. We've talked about, you know, your process for writing it and why you wrote it. I'm curious how you are marketing this to your tribe. What kind of things, activities you're doing to market this?
The marketing around the Entrepreneurial Itch comes, it's a back of room sales for me.
Okay.
So I take it with me. I take about a half a dozen copies. I get printed up and spiral bound because it's a workbook, so it's, you know, I need it to be easy to flip through. And I take them with me when I'm speaking at chambers of commerce or association meetings, because that's part of my sales funnel, is going to and where I end up being in front of those passionate entrepreneurs and business people is associations, like professional associations and chambers of commerce and those types of organizations. And so I'll take it with me, and what happens is it builds my credibility as a speaker, because the MC can introduce me as the author, and then the back of room, people want some more information from me. So here, buy my book. This you can engage with me, of course you can. Here's a good starting point, and when you've done this, then call me. This may give you more insight right now. I'll absolutely talk with you, sure. And here's a supportive tool to help you with our conversation. So my marketing for the Entrepreneurial Itch is almost exclusively back a room for my speaking engagements.
Well, and I think the interesting part of that, too, is the reason we invited you on this show is because of your book. So have you found that it's actually opened up more speaking opportunities because you've published this book?
I really haven't paid attention. I didn't measure that. You know, I'm a big fan of measuring and, you know, seeing where things are coming from.
Right.
And I haven't looked at that particular metric, so I will.
It would be interesting to know that. I know that for me, I've found that I've had lots of opportunities to speak because of my books, and I think that that's something that is kind of common. That
I think that's the only reason that I got several of the engagements that I got was
because
I had the book. Well, I'd say the only reason it made it easier to pick me over the other guy.
Right.
I guess I should say, yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, Jessica, that added credibility, it just gives you a little edge over whatever competition you have out there, whether it's competition to speak to a group or whether it's competition of people reviewing, you know, choosing you as a consultant or a coach over somebody else that does something similar.
I've noticed that you know, it's easy for the folks who are booking me to speak to have a grasp of what I do because I do have the Entrepreneurial Itch, and I've got the 9 minutes. Because I've got those things there, it's easy for them to have a tangible understanding of what I do, and then they can have something. They have something in their hand.
Well, and it lowers in my experience, it lowers the risk for the meeting planner because this person does have some substance. Because a lot of times, I mean, their head's on the chopping block when they're asked to go out and get a good speaker, so it lowers their risk, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jessica, I'm curious, what are you working on next? Do you have something in the pipeline I know you just launched this new book yesterday, so I know that you're going to take a breath for a few minutes, but do you have anything that you've got in the works now?
Of course I do.
Can you describe it, or is it still hush-hush?
Well, no, it's not hush-hush. You know, that I've got on my wall, because I'm an ooh shiny person, right?
Yeah,
I'm visual. I have things on my wall. I have my plan, and in the corner I have what I call my wish list. You know, I've got a plan for the year, and then in the corner there's the wish list of, well, if I get to this, it's awesome. If I don't, it'll be on next year's plan. And it's 104 easy tips from the ooh shiny organizer. is what I'm tentatively calling it right now, of things you can do in 2 minutes or less.
Yeah.
To maintain, because that's where we all get stuck. If I'm busy, one, I hate filing. So what can I do, you know, in 2 minutes a day? Just 2 minutes. You know, what can I do just 2 minutes? What's an easy, quick practice? And I'll just list it out on my calendar. And I'm doing this today, I'm doing this today, I'm doing this today. And then the whole process is maintained as opposed to waiting until everything's piled up. So that's mooshing in the back of my head right now.
Oh, I think that sounds really interesting. And that would definitely be something that I could use, because that maintaining part is the part that's really a challenge for me. I like for it to be, you know, organized and look good. And like I said, I do actually have a huge desk so that I can pile things and know where my piles are. But I spent some time over the weekend reorganizing my office, and my husband said, your office looks so great. So it was nice to let him have, you know, a moment of being excited about my neat office.
that's the tough part, you know. I see it all the time. I understand it. It's getting into, it's like yoga or exercise or any other type of thing that you want to do. When you put attention to something, energy goes there. What is it? Attention goes where, no, energy flows where attention goes.
Yeah.
That phrase. And if you really want something, if I really want to lose weight or strengthen or be more flexible or whatever, I'm going to have to spend a regular amount of time doing that every single day. I can't just go, I really can't go run a marathon right now, today. But if I spend, you know, every single day I do some practice, then that endurance and that mastership comes on. It's the same thing with, you know, in your office, if you're truly feeling frustrated about what's happening, you can't find what you're looking for, and you're losing clients because of it, you know, then it doesn't have to be a huge, I spend 6 hours doing it. It can be, well, let me just make a list of the little things that I need to do every single day. Okay, well, today I'm going to spend 5 minutes and file away. Here's the tray. It's the to-file tray. I'm going to spend 5 minutes putting stuff away. And then you're done. You're off the hook for the day, you know. It's that little practice every single day that once you know how to do it, you get in the habit of it, and it really does work.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And, you know, I know that we're getting close to being out of time, but can you tell us how people can get in touch with you and how they can get, you know, a copy of The Entrepreneur Itch, as well as how they can find out more about 9 Minutes to an Organized Office?
Sure. You can reach me and get a copy of The Entrepreneurial Itch and The 9 Minutes to an Organized Office at my website, which is roomtobreathe.org. So that's room as in R-O-O-M, and then T-O, breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, .org.
Okay.
And the .org because, you know, we're organizers, so.
That's right. I love
Had
that.
Had to go down that road.
I love that. And is there anything that you would like for our listeners today to know that we haven't talked about so far?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I would love your listeners to just know that they're not alone. That especially in the organizing realm, if they feel alone, if they feel overwhelmed, you're not. Entrepreneurs, we do this all the time. Heck, you know, you're not alone. Reach out, grab some help, get something. You can do it. You just need to take a deep breath, and you can do it.
I love that. Room to breathe and take a deep breath. I think that's that's a very nice thing to have some space to do that, and organizing helps you have the space to do that. So, Jessica, thanks so much for being on the show today. Tim asked me to remind the listeners that he welcomes your suggestions and comments about Right Here, Right Now. You can actually get in touch with him if you go to businessradiox.com and then click on the show Right Here, Right Now. There's an About button on the show that has all of his contact information. So if you have any suggestions or if you have any ideas of people that would make good guests for the show, he's always interested in that. So I know that we're wrapping up, and Stone, thank you for co-hosting with me again today.
Well, you are more than welcome. I learned a ton. This is a sharp lady. I'm going to get my hands on that book, and let's include a link to those materials and to her site when we post this show.
I think that's a great idea. Thanks. And Jessica, thanks so much for getting up at the crack of dawn and being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
That's great. Thank you to the listeners for joining us on Right Here, Right Now. We broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern at businessradiox.com. The MP3 version is available for download probably later today. And then I'm the guest host, Vanessa Lowry, and I'm sitting in today for our regular host, Tim Morrison, of Right Here, Right Now. Join us next time when business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals come together to discuss the power of the pen and its impact on their business. Right here, right now.